Welcome to Maths Mastery, your GCSE revision podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most visually satisfying topics in GCSE mathematics, congruence and similarity. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this topic comes up every single year, and once you truly understand it, it's one of the most reliable places to pick up marks. So grab a pen, maybe a piece of paper to sketch along, and let's get into it. Let's start with the big question. What's the difference between congruent and similar shapes? Think of it this way. Imagine you're photocopying a triangle. If you copy it at exactly 100%, same size, same shape, the copy is congruent to the original. If you enlarge it to 150%, same shape but bigger, the copy is similar to the original. So congruent means same shape and same size. Similar means same shape but different size. Here's the key thing examiners love to test. Congruent shapes can be rotated, reflected, or translated. They can be flipped or turned, and they're still congruent. The shape doesn't have to look the same way up. What matters is that all corresponding sides are equal in length and all corresponding angles are equal in size. Now for GCSE, you need to know the four conditions that prove two triangles are congruent. These are the big four, and you absolutely must memorize them. Condition one, SSS, side, side, side. If all three sides of one triangle are equal to all three sides of another triangle, the triangles are congruent. Simple. Condition two, SAS, side, angle between them, that's the included angle, are equal. Notice I said the angle between the two sides. If the angle isn't between the two sides, this condition doesn't apply. Condition three, ASA, angle side angle, two angles and the side between them are equal. Again, the side must be the one between the two angles. Condition four, RHS, right angle hypotenuse side. This one only applies to right angle triangles. If the right angle, the hypotenuse, and one other side are equal, the triangles are congruent. A quick memory trick. Think of the four conditions as some students are really helpful, SSS, SAS, ASA, RHS. Write that down. Now let's move on to similar shapes. Similar shapes have all corresponding angles equal, just like congruent shapes, but their sides are proportional rather than equal. The ratio between corresponding sides is called the scale factor, often written as K. So if triangle A has sides 3, 4, and 5 centimeters, and triangle B has sides 6, 8, and 10 centimeters, then every side of B is exactly twice the corresponding side of A. The scale factor K equals 2. Here's where it gets really important for higher tier candidates. The scale factor for lengths is K, but the scale factor for areas is K squared, and the scale factor for volumes is K cubed. Let me give you a concrete example. Say two similar cylinders have a linear scale factor of 3. That means if the smaller one has a surface area of 20 square centimeters, the larger one has a surface area of 20 times 3 squared, which is 20 times 9, which equals 180 square centimeters. And if the smaller cylinder has a volume of 50 cubic centimeters, the larger one has a volume of 50 times 3 cubed, which is 50 times 27, which equals 1350 cubic centimeters. This KK squared, K cubed relationship is one of the most commonly tested higher tier concepts in this topic. Examiners love to give you the area or volume of one shape and ask you to find the corresponding measurement in the similar shape. Always find K first, then decide whether you need KK squared or K cubed. For proving two triangles are similar, you need to show that corresponding angles are equal. The most common way this comes up is in diagrams where two triangles share an angle or where parallel lines create equal, alternate, or corresponding angles. When you're writing a proof, always state which angles are equal and give a reason. For example, angle ABC equals angle DEF because they are alternate angles and AB is parallel to DE. Right, let's talk about how to actually score marks in the exam. Tip one, always identify corresponding sides correctly before you set up a ratio. This is the number one source of errors. If you mix up which sides correspond to which, your scale factor will be wrong and everything that follows will be wrong too. Look for the equal angles. Corresponding sides are always opposite, equal angles. Tip two, when finding a missing length in similar shapes, set up a clear ratio. Write it as side from shape A over corresponding side from shape B equals another side from shape A over the missing side from shape B. Cross multiply and solve. Show every step in a multi-step question. Each step can earn a method mark even if your final answer is wrong. Tip 3. For congruence proofs, you must state the condition you're using. SSS, SAS, ASA, or RHS, and you must give reasons for each pair of equal sides or angles. Saying the triangles are congruent without stating the condition will not earn full marks. Examiners are very specific about this. Tip 4. Don't confuse the area scale factor with the linear scale factor. If the scale factor for length is 4, the area scale factor is 16, not 4. I've seen so many candidates write the linear scale factor where the area scale factor is needed. Always ask yourself, am I dealing with a length, an area, or a volume? Tip 5. In questions that say, show that or prove that, you must present a logical step-by-step argument. You can't just state the conclusion, you have to build to it. Use formal mathematical language and give a reason for every statement. Common mistake alert. When using SAS, make sure the angle is the included angle, that is, the angle formed between the two sides you're using. If the angle is not between those two sides, SAS does not apply. This is a classic trap that examiners set. Another common mistake? Forgetting that similar shapes can be orientated differently. Just because one triangle is pointing upwards and another is pointing to the right doesn't mean they're not similar. Always look for equal angles, not just visual similarity. Okay, let's test what you've just learned. I'll ask a question, pause the podcast, think of your answer, then I'll give you the answer. Question 1, what are the 4 conditions for congruent triangles? Pause now. The answer is SSS, SAS, ASA, and RHS. Question 2, two similar triangles have a linear scale factor of 5. What is the area scale factor? Pause now. The answer is 25, that's 5 squared. Question 3, in a congruence proof, what must you always state at the end? Pause now. The answer is the congruence condition used, SSS, SAS, ASA, or RHS, and you must give reasons for each pair of equal elements. Question 4, two similar shapes have areas of 16 square centimeters and 100 square centimeters. What is the linear scale factor? Pause now. The answer is the area scale factor is 100 divided by 16, which equals 6.25. The linear scale factor is the square root of 6.25, which is 2.5. Question 5. What does it mean for two shapes to be congruent? Pause now. The answer is they are the same shape and the same size. All corresponding sides are equal, and all corresponding angles are equal. Let's bring it all together. Congruent shapes are identical in shape and size. Similar shapes are the same shape but different sizes, with a constant ratio, the scale factor K, between corresponding lengths. The 4 congruence conditions for triangles are SSS, SAS, ASA, and RHS. Remember, some students are really helpful. For similar shapes, the linear scale factor is K, the area scale factor is K squared, and the volume scale factor is K cubed. When writing proofs, always give reasons for every step and state your conclusion clearly. The most common exam errors are mixing up corresponding sides, using the wrong scale factor for area or volume, and failing to state the congruence condition in a proof. That's it for today's episode of Maths Mastery. If you found this helpful, work through some past paper questions on congruence and similarity. The more you practice identifying corresponding sides and angles, the faster and more confident you'll become in the exam. Good luck, you've got this.